first would have been involved with CND as early as 1960. I was 17, and I did the Aldermaston March from Aldermaston to London. It was 4 days, from Friday to Monday. We stayed in school halls. You slept on the floor. I would have been involved with that because my parents were members of CND.
Dunstable CND really took off with the protests about cruise missiles at Greenham Common, the early 80s. We'd met up of a group of people who were already in CND.
Probably national members of CND.
Well, they were in Luton CND, but they lived in Dunstable and wanted to form the Dunstable group. And it worked quite well. We organised no end of events. We had the town centre pub one...
Twice.
Yes, for a folk night, you know, to advance the message. I chaired quite a large meeting in the Queensway Hall. And I think the membership in Dunstable... Without any trouble, I think we were 60 to 70 members. Mm. Yeah, there was a lot of support for the campaign against cruise missiles. And, of course, allied to that was the women's camp at Greenham Common.
I didn't go and stay at the camp itself. I went to Greenham Common twice, if not three times when trips were organised for Pacific Days. For things like that, Dunstable and Luton probably worked together. I mean,
yes,
something like
coach.
A double-decker bus was full from Luton and Dunstable. It was a good day out. It was a jolly day out. You met people that you knew. You wandered about. You made your protest. The idea was to put ribbons and tie them to the fence. I mean, the law was there. They just basically let thousands and thousands make their protest.